Last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the 17th Surah was recited, which is Surah Anbiya. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam gave da'wat, called the people towards deen, and the different trials and tribulations the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam went under. And because they had ta'alluq and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah protected them, Allah saved them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one great and important da'wat which they gave was towards akhirat, towards the life of the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qiyamah is very, very close. A person's hisab and kitab, iqtaraba linnas, it has become very, very close for a person. A person has to leave this world. So your mort and your death is very, very close. And the day of Qiyamah also is very, very close to a person. Whatever is in front of a person is very close. A person thinks they've got a long time to go. Suddenly he sees the time is finished. Allah says, but unfortunately man is drowning in unmindfulness and he's turning away from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the zikr and the nasihat and the advices come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, then they listen to it inattentively while they are playing. And their hearts are completely unmindful. And they start mocking the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They bring out funny objections, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers in the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that finally the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we saved them. And those who are not prepared to accept, وَأَهْلَكْنَا الْمُسْرِفِينَ, we completely destroyed them. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah ta'ala says, we have sent to you a kitab in which is your zikr. Our Mufassirin say there are three meanings here. One meaning is that we have sent to you, O Arab people, one kitab in which is your honor and your respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Arab people were like the lowest people in the world. But because of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the highest levels of respect. Till Qiyamah, those will hold firm unto the Quran. Inna Allah yarfa'u bihadha al-kitabi aqwama. Allah will raise people up by means of this kitab. And Allah will disgrace people when they will leave the Quran Sharif. This is one meaning. A second meaning is Allah ta'ala has given you a kitab in which there is nasihat given to you. Fi dhikrukum, you must take nasihat. Read the Quran with the intention of taking advice, taking lesson. I can remember my akhirat, remember the life of the year after. Allah for connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A third meaning is that Allah has sent to you a kitab in which zikr of you has been mentioned. You have been mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Ahnaf ibn Qais, rahmatullah alayhi, famous tabi'i, one day when he came to this ayat of the Quran, then he started reading through the whole Quran Sharif after that. And he started looking at all the qualities of the people. He looked at the qualities of the people of Iman. And he read to them, some of them gave their whole lives in jihad in the path of Allah. Some of them stayed awake the whole night performing ibadat. Different forms of ibadat. Then he said, Ya Allah, I'm not of those people, unfortunately. Then he read about the people of Jahannam, the disbelievers, those who are not prepared to accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have done wrong, evil to us. He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah, but I'm not of those people also. Then he came to an ayat in Surah Tawbah, وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَتُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيَّهُ. There are certain people, one group, they do good actions also, and they join joining up with evil actions. Perhaps Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. And he said, oh Allah, I am amongst those people. I make tawbah and I ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for my sins. So anyhow, when a person reads the Quran Sharif, he must look at the Quran Sharif, that the Quran Sharif is addressing me. These qualities are there in myself. This Quran Sharif is not only a kitab of the people of the past explaining their conditions. It's explaining us in today's times, what qualities have I got? Have I got the qualities of the believers, of the munafiqs, hypocrites, of the kuffar and disbelievers? So a person must take the Quran Sharif and judge himself. He must use it as an examination for his iman. Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Can't you use your aqal and your brains and think, ponder about the Quran Sharif, and a person will see in there. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the kuffar, those who are not prepared to accept the zikr of Allah, the advices which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. Allah Ta'ala says, we destroyed them. And when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, now the people started running away. It was said to them, don't run away now. Now go back to your palatial homes, the places where you enjoyed yourselves, and all the luxuries of life. And then the people can come and make your khidmat, etc. But then it's too late for our people, and they are completely destroyed. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain signs of his qudrat and power to show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made many, many signs in this world. A person must open his eyes and ponder, and he will see how Allah ta'ala has made the earth, the water which is in the earth, a clear sign of Allah's qudrat. The heavens Allah ta'ala has made, the day and night, the sun and the moon, how they are moving in their orbits. All of these are signs of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. When a person will see these things, he will understand the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the stories of the Anbiya alayhim salam. 17 Anbiya alayhim salam are mentioned here, 6 of them in a bit of detail. In all of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how they ta'alluq was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They kept their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What problems they went through, difficulties in life. some of them in the form of dawah twice, they were giving dawah, they went through difficulty. Some of them through sicknesses, some of them through financial problems, whatever it was. But they built up their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can save a person from his problems. Allah ta'ala mentions in great detail the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam, where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam broke the idols. His forefathers were worshipping idols. And on one idol only he left, the big one. When the people came back from their functions, and they see all the idols are destroyed. So they want to, they are asking, who is the one who broke our idols? Somebody said, Ibrahim, one youngster, he's mentioning, he was speaking bad about our idols. Let's go ask them. And they go to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, it must be the big one, because the axe is around his neck. Why don't you ask him? The people realize that, you know what, they are completely, they are worshipping idols who cannot benefit them, who cannot cause any harm to them. So foolish they are. But when a person is stubborn and not prepared to accept, then he's not prepared to listen to anything. So they decided to cause harm to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And they built a very, very big fire, and they threw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the fire. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, the aluk in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was there. So much was his connection that even the angels were prepared to help him. He said, my Allah knows exactly well what my condition is. Allah will look after me. So Allah ta'ala commanded the fire, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Become cool and safe for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wa aradu bihi kaydan. Those people intended all evil planning with Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. We made them completely the lowest. They were completely unsuccessful. And we saved Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to a people. What kind of evil people they were. They were. كَمْ تَعْمَلُ الْخَبَائِثِ. Used to do very, very immoral actions. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Nuh, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam also. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. He gave them dawah. They were not prepared to accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. Dawud and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, difficult cases used to come to them. And how, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted them, and they were able to solve all of their cases. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, a great sickness came to him. And how many years he was in a sickness, but his connection was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anni masani adhur wa anta arhamur rahimin. He called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the difficulty has afflicted me. He did not show disrespect that, oh Allah, you made me sick. He said, oh Allah, difficulty has overcome me, but you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We accepted his dua. We removed the difficulty and problem which he was in. And his family was taken away from Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah says, we gave him his family back, and double of the day, more Allah ta'ala granted him. This was a means of mercy from our side. وَذِكْرُ عَلِيَ الْعَابِدِينَ. And as a means of nasihat and advice for those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that till qiyamah, you realize, if you got sickness also, Allah ta'ala is the only one who got cure in his hands. Do you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for cure? Ismail alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, Zulkif, all different anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they made sabr. They controlled themselves. They had the quality of patience within themselves. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he went through one examination. Eventually he was swallowed up by a fish. And in the darkness of the fish, the darkness of the night, in the darkness of the ocean, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He continued his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is none worthy of worship besides you. Oh Allah, you are completely pure, and I am amongst the oppressors. He humbled himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We accepted his dua. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. And we took him out of the difficulty and the problems which he was. And Allah Ta'ala says, it's not only for him. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In a similar manner, we will save the believers. Whenever the believers are in difficulty and problems, they also must call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala's help will come to them. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not have children. So Zakariya alayhi salam did not go to any amil or go to some sangoma or somebody to try and get children and do some funny ta'weezes. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, if there's goodness for me, grant me a child. Do not leave me without any children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in old age also, Allah Ta'ala granted Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam children. So in short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all many anbiya alayhi salam, and how the ta'aluk and connection was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, encouraging us also that we must have the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the ending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. One great benefit of a person who's ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala had written for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that the pious people, servants of Allah Ta'ala, which was the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, especially the first four khulafa, and more so in the era of the first three khulafa, they will inherit the earth. And the earth here, some ulama say, means Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, which is the central position of the in spirituality, our markaz is Kaaba Sharif. But with regards to hukumat and rulership, the spiritual, the markaz of it is Masjid al-Aqsa. Whoever rules Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah gives them control over the whole world. So Allah Ta'ala said, our bandas and servants, they will control this year. And the Muslims ruled Masjid al-Aqsa for about 1300 years, in the past 1400 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted it to them. And actually in here, there is a glad tidings. Ibadiyya salihun, our pious bandas and servants, will inherit it. And it was became apparent in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, showing that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu lived in those times. Uthman radiallahu anhu, they were the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to them. And Allah ta'ala says this was written in the past kitabs. That is why when the Sahaba radiallahu anhu went to Masjid Al-Aqsa, they went to Palestine, then people saw the signs of Umar radiallahu anhu and said, this is the person exactly. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu wanted to go first. He didn't want to cause taklif to Umar radiallahu anhu. The people said, we only want Amir al-Mu'mineen. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid and Umar radiallahu anhu look very, very similar. But they said, no. When they saw Khalid ibn Walid, they said, no, he looks like him, but it's not exactly the same person. We want exactly the same person what's written in our kitabs. And then when Umar radiallahu anhu came and they saw, they said, this is exactly the qualities of the person who will take over the land. And without any fighting, they handed over the keys to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So Allah Ta'ala, it comes in their kitabs also. And the Quran Sharif also, Allah Ta'ala says, they will definitely inherit it. But the main thing is, ibadi as-salihun, they've got piety within themselves. Yes, good servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Dear O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have only sent you as an embodiment of mercy for the whole universe, not only for mankind, for the animals also, jinnat also, all the different realms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a means of mercy for this. In the next surah is Surah Hajj. In here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about our ta'alluq in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person must build it up. In the surah before, if you will build up our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, many, many problems and difficulties we will be saved from. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the big difficulties and problems is the life of the akhirat. Inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim. There will be a very, very big earthquake on the day of Qiyamah. Such an earthquake. وَتَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَاتٍ. A breastfeeding mother, she will become unmindful and forget the child which was breastfeeding. وَتَذَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتٍ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. A woman who is pregnant, she got a child, she will even abort her child. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. You will see people, they will be drunken, like how drunk, but in actual fact they won't be drunk. But they will be looking like they are drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Remember the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very severe. That is why they will go through these conditions. There are many, many people who deny akhirat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that look at your own life, how Allah created you. In different stages, you from a drop of sperm, and how Allah ta'ala made you a perfect human being. This is a clear sign of Allah's qudrat and power. Allah can create you a second time. Similarly, you see outside the land, it's completely dead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life to the dead earth. How it comes to life every year. So Allah ta'ala thinks, how we give life to the plants, we can give life to you back on the day of Qiyamah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are certain people who worship, the ta'aluk with Allah ta'ala is very, very weak. If some goodness comes to them, then they are pious, then they want to take part in deen. But if Allah gives them some examination and test, and the object of a test is for a person to get his connection more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what they do, in qalaba ala wajih, they turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khasirat dunya wal akhirah. They will lose out in this worldly life also, they will lose out in the life of the akhirat. What we are supposed to do, when any difficulty comes, build our connection more with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who will turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can go and commit suicide or to kill themselves and see if their problems come to an end. It will never come to an end. On the other hand, those who have built up the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala promises them jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. Allah will give them gardens flowing beneath many, many rivers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is not in need of our worship. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon and the stars and the mountains and the trees and the animals, all of them, and many, many people are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need our worship. We need the worship. We need to build up our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one great way of building up our connection and ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the great ibadat of hajj. A person will go for hajj. And how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam called people for hajj so many hundreds of thousands of 5,000 years ago. And whoever answered labaik, till today they are going for hajj. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained some laws of hajj. And thereafter the great ibadat of qurbani. A person will sacrifice his money for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrificing that animal. By means of the siyah, a person will get closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيَّنَا لَلَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Your blood and your meat will not reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But your taqwa, which is in your heart, this reaches Allah ta'ala. Allah wants to see the jazba, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is sacrificing and giving his money in the path of Allah, Allah ta'ala loves this siyah. And then there are certain people will try to break the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason Allah ta'ala has instituted the great ibadat of jihad. To protect those people who want to break off this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has given permission to those people who have been oppressed and zulm has been done upon them to fight back. So that they can continue their ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The masajid can remain in existence where people can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help those people who help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are those people who Allah will help? Those people, if Allah has to give them power in the earth, they will establish salat, they will give zakat, They will command people towards righteousness and prevent people from evil. This is the actual function of an Islamic government, Islamic hukumat, to establish amrul ma'roof, to bring alive the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stop people from evil, bring alive salat in amongst the people, and the giving of zakat. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming to the end of this surah and para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another way how people try to stop the spread of Islam and deen is their propaganda. In different ways, you get human beings, shayateen, who come and put propaganda in the teachings of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. But they will try all of their plannings. And those times, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people used to go to the Anbiya alayhim salam or the Nabis, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ask him that these people have put these doubts, they've got doubts in our heart. Then the Anbiya alayhim salam will give them the answer. And the people will hear the answer, all the doubts will be removed, and they will become more firmer in the Iman and in the Islam. Unfortunately, those people who got sickness in the heart of nifaq and hypocrisy, they will look for these small doubts and try to capitalize on it. So a person has to be very, very careful listening to the media and all the kinds of propaganda today that takes the person away from deen. And as soon as a person has got doubt, go to the Ahli Ilm, the people of knowledge, and remove your doubts so that your Iman can become further strengthened. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala says, these people who got sickness in their hearts, they go worse and worse, and eventually they destroy themselves completely. And at the end of the surah, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to build up our connection with Him. And He says that if you are calling anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember anything else you are building up your connection with besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are very, very weak. لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. They cannot even create one fly. Whereas all the scientists of today, you feel that the scientists are very, very powerful. What and what they can do? Allah Ta'ala says, ask them to create one fly. Even if they gather all together, they cannot create one fly. وَإِيَ يَسْلُبْهُمُ الزُّبَابُ شْتَيًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوا مِنْ. If the fly comes and takes away one small piece, a little bit of your soup you are eating, and it takes it away inside his mouth, you cannot take out that soup from the fly. You are so weak. ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. The one who is speaking, he's asking help from others, and the one from whom help is sought, they are both very, very weak. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهُ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. You haven't understood the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? Make ruku and sajda. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do actions of goodness and make jihad. Strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has chosen you people, He has given you the deen of Islam. And Allah has not made any difficulty in your deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called you Muslims. And a Muslim is a person who submits to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are therefore become a true believer, a true Muslim. And in this way a person will build up his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us all tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah we will read a hadith regarding the virtues of dhikr. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مررتم برياض الجنة فارتعوا. قالوا وما رياض الجنة؟ قال حلق الذكر. رواه الترمذي. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلى الله عليه وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ جب جنت کے باغوں پر گزرو تو خوب چرو. کسی نے عرض کیا یا رسول اللہ جنت کے باغ کیا ہے؟ ارشاد فرمایا کہ ذکر کے حلقے. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, when you pass by the gardens of Jannah, grace to your heart's content. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum asked, O Rasulullah, what are the gardens of Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gatherings of dhikr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, when you pass by the gardens of Jannah, grace to your heart's content. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum asked, O Rasulullah, what are the gardens of Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gatherings of dhikr. Inshallah, keeping this hadith in mind, with that concentration, let us make our dhikr. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum, ana jalisu man dhakarani. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب غل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جگر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نفس الشيطان دونوں نے مل کر آئے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بلکن دارو نامسیاں تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس ڈانڈا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگیں اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگیں جنو انس و حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین جنو انس و حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکلے میرے ہر بنے منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تانا میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ No.
Allah ke sa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah jalla jalaluhu Allah Allah ichi shirin istinam shir shakkar mi shujanam tamam Allah 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 إذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام الله 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 اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يفتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة الجنة الخلد جنة جنة الخلد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين